In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel according to St. Mark, telling us today that Jesus went to Capernaum, and he went to one of the houses. He entered there, he sat there, and all the multitude, when they heard about him, that he is there, they came to him. But there were a story behind his coming to Capernaum. That he came for a reason, to heal the sick, to support those who are helpless. In that town, there were five friends. Long time ago, before Christ started his service, the five friends were very close to each other. They were hanging together. They were playing together. They were so happy together. Four of them were good. One of them wasn't good. But the influence of the one who is not good wasn't strong enough to change his friends. So they were together all the time, but maybe the four guys were telling their fifth, stop doing that, stop sinning, this is not good. You don't need to do that. Remember, God, the Almighty, maybe he didn't listen. One day, the four guys found their friend, the fifth one, maybe fell from something, hit his head, whatever. They found him that he is sick. They tried to serve, to help him, but they couldn't because he became paralyzed completely. Maybe he couldn't move his hands, his legs, his body, but he can speak. He could speak maybe, he could talk, he could move his head. So the four good guys, they said, will never forget our friend. We'll support him. We'll be beside him. So they keep doing that for years and years, feeding him, washing him, caring about him in everything. Whatever he needs, they do, and they give him what all he needs. But still, he was paralyzed. And when they came to that point, they're helpless. They can't do anything. So what happened when Jesus went to Capernaum? That the whole town knew that Jesus is there. I imagine that the four guys ran and ran and ran to their friend. And they said to him, congratulations! What happened? Jesus is here. So what? So what? Jesus Christ is here in town. What he will do for me? Oh, he's healing a lot of people and he will heal you. No, don't say that. You know, I've been for years and years tugged into this bed, I can't move, and how he will heal me? Have faith. guys, I don't want more pain, enough. I will stay like that. You know that I went to many doctors, no one could be able to heal me. Yes, but he is not any doctor. He is Jesus Christ himself. Oh, you know, it's... Don't say any word. We'll carry you. Carry me to where? To Jesus. And they carried him. They carried him with their faith more that they are carrying him with their hands. And I think when they arrived there, they found lots of people in front of the door also. Maybe they begged each one, please, would you please give us way? Just our friend is paralytic and he needs to see Jesus. And maybe everyone said, no, I'm sorry. I'm standing here from the morning just to see him. As usual, the people always doing that. But our friend is really paralyzed for a long time and we need to help him. So we are the same. We are waiting. I want to listen to him. And the other one said, I want him to pray for me and I will be okay. He will bless me. And they keep saying, and no one give them pass to see our Lord Jesus Christ. I knew that they might sat down on the other side of the road and they were very upset, all of them, and they didn't know what to do. Maybe the paralytic started telling them, why you brought me here? I told you, just leave me in the dark. I don't want to see anybody. But they said to him, buddy, hang on. Everything will be okay. You have to have faith. Faith in what? Jesus will cure you. And while they were sitting like that, they looked to the house. And always in the house of the Jewish, they had a kind of a stairs attached to the house. And most of the houses of the Jewish, they have a kind of upper room that the guests has to go up there. So about stuff, about unclean and clean stuff cannot, unclean stuff cannot come into the house. So they always take the guests up to the upper room on top of the roof. So one of them said, okay, I got an idea. Wow. We'll carry him and we'll go up there to the roof. I will dig into the roof and we'll lay him down in front of our Lord Jesus Christ. The other three said, yes, it's a good idea. The paralytic man said, no, what are you talking about? I might fail. So what will happen for you? You are already paralyzed. So give us opportunity to carry you to Jesus. So they carried him and they tied him very, very well with ropes and they went up to the roof. And they start digging and digging. And if you know any house of the poor people and like in our ministry, for example, the ceilings or the roofs always made from branches and wood. So they kept digging and digging, and because there is a lot of mud and dust there, the dust came on top of everybody sitting down there, for sure. So they kept digging, and everybody was screaming down there, what are you doing? Who's crazy guy doing that? And they kept shouting and yelling at them, stop, stop. And Jesus was in the middle, smiling, because he knows what is going on up there. He knows that there are some people, they have very strong faith. And all what they were thinking about their friend. They opened the roof. And they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. They here, The Bible said when Jesus saw their faith. So what does Jesus looks or see in us? Our faith. The Bible didn't say he has seen the paralytic man or he have seen the four men. He didn't say that. It said he have seen their faith. Because always our Lord Jesus Christ, his eyes like laser goes directly to the heart, not to the outside. We are always seeing each other from outside. But Jesus, no, he sees you from inside. And when he saw their faith, the miracle started here. I remember about that, how Jesus see our inner. One day happened that a lady came to me and said, I want to be a Christian. And I asked her, why you want to be Christian? She said, because I love Jesus Christ. I said, how did you know him? She said, oh, I've seen him. Have you seen Jesus Christ? She said, yes, Father. I was against any Christian. I hated Christ and anybody belongs to him. I was giving anyone Christian a very hard time. She was working as a flight attendant. And she said that I went with the crew to one of the hotels in Europe. And while I was there, I found beside my bed a Bible. She got mad and she took the Bible and threw it to the end of the room. And she said, tomorrow I will give them a very hard time why they put such bad book into my room. And she said, after just 5 or 7 minutes, I found a kind of smoke coming underneath of the door. She said, and I couldn't move. I couldn't even call the police or call for help. And said the smoke kept coming into the room. And I recognized that it wasn't a smoke. It was cloud. Cloud into my room. And when the cloud filled the half of the room, I found Christ in the middle. And said, I've seen him. And I recognized him immediately from my inner. And she said, I couldn't look at his eyes. I couldn't look at his eyes because his eyes was there seeing me from deep, deep my inner. He was seeing all my dirtiness, my filth, everything there he could see very clearly. So she said, I couldn't continue looking at him I looked at his eyes for a nanosecond or so. And she said, he told her, why you threw away my book? This is my book, my words. I am God. I am the Creator. I am Jesus Christ. I saved the whole world. And you hate me. You hate my people. Why? What I've done to you to do that? And she said, I couldn't lie and say to him, I didn't mean it, Jesus. No, I'm sorry. No, she said, I couldn't. All what I could say, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And she ran and took the Bible, put it into her lap, said, forgive me, please forgive me. So she said that Jesus gave her into her mind an order to open the Bible and read. And she kept reading and reading. While she was reading, the peace came into her heart, filled with her heart, until she all the fear went away, and after that the vision also Jesus disappeared. So my friend, Jesus always looking to your heart, and he was looking to the heart of the four men, and they have seen that they have faith. They have faith. So Jesus looked to the man, the one who sinned before, and he said to him, I forgive you your sins. No one can do that. No one. No one can forgive your sins. No one on earth could be able to do that, to forgive your sins, except our Lord Jesus Christ. No one could say for you, to you, your sins are forgiven. No one, except your Creator, your Savior. So, when he said that, to show to everyone that he is God, the forgiver. But the scribes and Pharisees didn't believe in what he said. They are sitting in the first rows because they are VIP. They're very important people. So they have to sit in the first row. I am Dr. So-and-so. I am Mr. So-and-so. So I have to sit in the first row. I have to be close to the master. Yes. But are you worthy to be close to the master? They were sitting in the first row, but they have no faith. And those who were outside of the door, they have more faith. Those who are climbed the roof and they digged the roof and they laid down their friend, they have faith. They were against them, actually, and against Jesus also, when they said, who is the guy who can forgive sins except God? Yes, he is God. He is God. How many sins you have? Millions of sins. Jesus can forgive you. Very easy. Just come to him. Just dig. Just do anything to show him your faith in him. And he will forgive your sins. We sometimes come even to the confession and we don't have faith that our sins will be forgiven. I'm sorry to say that, but this is the truth. How many liturgies you attended? How many confession you came to? How many times you prayed? But still with doubtness. You have to understand that Jesus Christ, our God, our Savior, our Creator, and he knows very well that we are weak. And when we come to him and say, forgive me, my Lord, he will forgive you because he loves you so much. He wants you to be with him in heaven. Why you doubt? You have to build your faith from now. So he said to them, which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or stand up and be good? Which, you yourself, think about it, which is easier? You might say, easier to say, to heal him. How heal him? Even he can heal him from physically, but he will not heal him spiritually. He will sin again, and even if he heals him physically, he might not go into the enter the kingdom of heaven, and so he will lose everything also. So the difficult part is to forgive the sins, and the difficult part, no one can do it except our Lord Jesus Christ. No one can crucify on your behalf, in your behalf. No one can die on your behalf except our Lord Jesus Christ. So he said to them to know that the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ, God himself, the one who took the shape of man, has power on earth to forgive sins. I will show you the results of this power. What? He said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go your way to your house. I want you to imagine what happened exactly. And you know very well that if you put your hand, your arm, or your leg into a blister for 1 month, you need at least a month or physical therapy to move your hand. And if you put your arm for a year into a blister, you need more than 6 months physical therapy to move your arm. What happened with the man that who was paralyzed for long time? When Jesus Christ himself said, arise, what happened? Something came into the man, into his body. He felt it very well. He felt that the blood is going everywhere in his arms and legs and all his body, and he felt that his muscles start moving inside his body. So he tried without trying. He just, the word gave him the strength to stand up. And not only that, he was very strong even to carry his bed by himself. He didn't tell others, carry for him the bed. No. When the word of our Lord Jesus came to him, reached him, say, arise, he rose. He stood up. He could be able to stood up. I remember that we were in Africa a long time ago, and that happened that half-paralyzed girl, she was completely paralyzed from her waist to down. And the people of the tribe were warning us either to let her stand or they will take our blessings. And that tribe was very dangerous, actually. The bishop at that time, he anointed her with the oil after long prayers. We were praying from 4 p.m. up to 10 p.m. And he anointed her with the oil, and she was in the basket. They put her in the middle, and all the tribe were around us. And the girl didn't rise. So that means that we'll be killed, all of us. So I remember that I knelt down and I carried her into my arms. I said, you have to stand up. You have to stand up. There is no time. Because the rest of the tribe really were, they would, very serious. It was serious. Either to let her stand or they will destroy us completely. So the girl was into my arm. She was around 19 years old. And I didn't know what to do. She didn't stand. And I was telling her, no, we prayed a lot. We have faith. You have to stand. Not by force. Anyway, while I'm carrying her into my arms, I found the girl that coming out of my arms up there. That means she could be able to stand. And she was very tall, and as you see, I'm very short. So she kept going up, then I found that I'm hugging her waist. I looked up there, she's standing, and she put her hands on top of my shoulder like that. So I left her gradually, and I looked to her legs. I found them, they're still like sticks, very, very thick, thin, and but she could stand. Jesus cured her, and she could be able to stand. And she said, okay, Father, I am fine. Fine? Thank God, she's fine. And she could stand. That means when we, the power of the prayer, I don't know what happened, how her muscles could be able to carry her. And here also, how the muscles of the man could come back immediately when Jesus said that. And he could be able to stand in front of everybody and carry his bed and move and walk among them. And those were standing very closely to the Lord. They opened a way that the man can go out, and everybody was praising the Lord, the Almighty, the Creator. He created us. This story, it has a lot of meanings. One of them very important, that a car, even a Mercedes, or a Beamer, or a very, very, very fancy car, cannot move without engine, right? If you have a very nice car and it has no engine, can move? Of course not. It needs an engine. So, the paralyzed man was the Old Testament, the Jewish people, the old church, and it was paralyzed because the Old Testament couldn't take the people to the kingdom of heaven. Cannot at all. It was like a car without engine. What is it, what is the engine? The New Testament. The New Testament. It takes the car or the human race, all of them, to heaven. So the New Testament, it was the engine for the Old Testament that the people can come into heaven. What about the four people? There were the four apostles, four gospels. So the New Testament with the four gospels carried together with the new faith of the New Testament through our Lord Jesus Christ, the paralyzed human race, and they brought them to Christ, and with his blood, with our faith as the New Testament people, we can introduce ourselves to the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. My friends, even you are paralyzed with sin, don't worry, Jesus is there. If you are paralyzed with sorrow, leave that sorrow, take it to Christ, and he will change it to happiness. He is there waiting for us. Don't worry about anything. As long as Jesus is there, don't worry about anything. He's your Father, and he loves you so much, and he cares about you so much. I know you might have a lot of problems in your work. Don't worry about that. Maybe in your house you have problems. Forget about that. Maybe in your inner you carry a lot of sins, and you don't know what to do, and you feel guilty before the Lord. Even that, don't worry about that. Jesus is there, can forgive you, can heal you, can bring you to the Father with very cured and very, very well. Just have faith and go to him. And today, during the liturgy, pray to him and say, my Lord, I am paralyzed with many things in this world, and I need you to cure me. and be sure He will. May the Lord God give us all happiness and joy in our Lord Jesus Christ and strengthen our faith. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.